We heard there might be some news today.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Slow news day, isn't it? Hey, what can I do for you?
So who is the president pro tem elect?
Well, I've been lucky enough that I was elected today.
So you become the first person in Missouri history to be both a Speaker of the House and then Senate President pro tem.
Well, if that's true, you have to check with Bob Priddy. I don't know.
That is true.
Okay,
and,
well, that's quite an honor if it's true.
Does it mean anything other than just being an honor?
Doesn't mean anything to me. I'm ready to get to work and work on majority priorities. And we'll decide those in November at our caucus. And then I'll do my best to institute those priorities and get them done.
What happens tomorrow from a caucus standpoint?
We'll elect the president pro tem, then move into veto session.
But in terms of the veto session itself, was there a game plan decided today?
We'll be talking to the speaker and try to coordinate some efforts.
You know, you said repeatedly that when you were speaker, you never put anything on the floor that you knew you didn't have the votes for. You tried very hard not to do that. Is that going to be the philosophy you'll follow on action in the Senate?
It's a different side of the building. It's probably a little tougher to promise. You know, everybody has their own mind and their own way to do things over here. So, and rules are different over here. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. But I think that's a premature promise. So don't let me do that, will you?
Okay. And will you? Do you think that some of the rules of the Senate, such as previous question, should be used more often?
Not necessarily. If there's any rule changes, it'll be decided by our caucus and then brought up. But, you know, it's a tricky maneuver over here. It's a different side of the body. It's, you know, you have to have the sponsor willing to do it. You have to have members willing to do it. And even as majority leader, even though that I may have been accused of pressing that issue, I mean, I have no opinion, but you cannot bring and make people to vote a certain way and do things over here in the Senate. It has to be a will of the individual. So that PQ is, they have to come to consensus. So
every president has a different style. How do you see yourself being different from Mr. Dempsey?
Well, Tom and I are a pretty good team. You know, I don't know. I'm filling out Tom's final year. I mean, committee chairman's already appointed, so that's not going to change. And I'm going to be fair like him on sending committees, the bills to committees, and try to get priorities of the caucus and try to get priorities of senators up and work with the majority leader. And frankly, the majority leader is a little more powerful than this position, but, and that's okay. It's probably time for me to move on. Maybe I'm serious about this. I'm not here to make friends. I love the institution. I think we're here for a reason. And I like getting things done, but there's some days you can't get anything done. And maybe some days when you don't get anything done, that's a success too.
Senator Sifton has said that if the House overrides the veto on right to work, that we can probably expect another slowdown like the last week of the regular session. Are you prepared to counteract that if that happens?
We're going to be talking about that if that happens.
Are you concerned about keeping things moving?
In retrospect,
in the veto session?
We'll go as fast as the members want to go.
Could you confirm the new majority leader and assistant majority leader? Do you have an idea?
Senator Kehoe.
And then is Senator Andre the assistant?
Senator Andre's assistant,
yes.
On House Bill 150, which the House overrode at the end of the regular session, but the Senate didn't take up.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who have suggested that that bill is dead because the Senate didn't take it up then.
Mm-hmm.
What's the caucus position on that?
That was your bill. You want to speak to it?
Yeah, the caucus members still seem to be very supportive of it. We believe we have good legal footing for the Senate to have the discretion to be able to take that bill up again, and so we intend to bring it up when its time comes.
Could you possibly seek a legal opinion from the Attorney General's office if need be?
Have I? I'm sorry?
Have you or would you consider seeking a legal opinion from the
Attorney General's office? I believe Todd Scott has some input from them or from somebody in their office already, but I'll double check that. The House hasn't sent us a bill. The House has to send us a bill first.
But they have sent you House Bill 150.
We do not have 150.
Oh, you don't? They haven't sent it?
No, it's not in our possession yet. They haven't sent it over yet. It's not in our possession.
Senator Richard, while Senator Dempsey was pro tem, he would often say that his personal agenda was kind of subservient to the caucus agenda, and sometimes even him being for something was worse than if he was neutral or opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that your role, or that your that the tenor of what you will be doing will change significantly from that?
No, but if you remember, and I'm sure you all do as a majority leader, I had very few priorities. I don't think I had. The only bill I did, two of them, was Burns McDonald, which nobody else wanted to do. Kansas City came to me, and then the Geo Special, which Eric had everything on his plate. So I just don't do much, haven't done much, unless members come to me and say, can you do this? But my goal is to get caucus priorities finished, and individual senators get their priorities to committee and let them debate it, and then turn it over to the majority leader and let him handle it however he seems fit.
And will you have any personal agenda items now?
My personal agenda item has always been, since the very first day I was elected under Speaker Hanaway, is job creation, economic development, and I will encourage members to get bills, and they would be my priority. But then again, I'll treat all the members' bills, priorities the same. But I like job creation, always have.
Senator Kehoe, do you think that your personal priorities, such as transportation funding, will fare better?
Well, I think Tom did this when he was a majority leader, and Ron, certainly I'm not going to carry and file a whole bunch of bills, because I think that's a conflict with trying to get time for members and their priorities. Certainly, though, as an overall umbrella, I think the transportation issue is the state's priority. I don't think it's just mine. And there's many, many people on the state and federal level trying to figure out solutions to transportation. So as those issues come up, and if the caucus continues to believe that's a priority, like I do, I believe they do, maybe they don't agree on the way we fix it, but they agree it is an issue, I think transportation will continue to be in the front of what we talk about.
Senator Dempsey said he and Ron Richard made a, or excuse me, Senator Richard said he and Tom Dempsey made a pretty good team. You think you two will make a pretty good team?
Well, that's funny, because Tom Dempsey didn't really like Ron Richard. Sorry, Rudy. I've known Ron since before politics, when he was Speaker. I believe he might be the first Speaker and pro tem. That hasn't been said, so congratulations to him. But I worked with him on a lot of issues before I was elected in this building, and we've had a very good working relationship. And as you all know, with Ron Richard, one thing you're going to get honesty. And in this building, that's the paramount way you start every discussion. And so I believe we're going to get along just great.
What changes for you now that you're majority floor leader rather than assistant floor leader?
I don't have to listen to Ron as much, maybe, anymore. Well, I think, Ron was good enough to have me involved in a lot of the bills and time on the floor last year. So to kind of draw on what Tom did as floor leader when I was here, and Ron, is to just make sure our caucus priorities get time and our members' priorities get time on the floor, and to try to navigate that. And as you know, I'm somebody who likes to try to find middle ground when possible. So whether there's a disagreement amongst our own caucus or between us and the minority, if it's a priority that we believe helps the state and the caucus believe helps the state, I'm going to try to figure out a way to negotiate that through.
What's Senator Richard, you carried ethics reform this past session. Will you carry that again, and will it now include any change towards intern policy? Any change in the intern policy?
I think we got intern policy already involved. I'm going to wait and let the House decide if they want to do something on that. I'd like to have an ethics bill, but he'll be chair of the ethics. It'll be up to him, but I'm going to have a bill and present it to his committee. I don't know if he wants to carry it or I'll carry it, but I mean, I've tried last year, and we'll try again, yes.
Let me ask you the same question. Should there be a change in the current policy towards interns?
Well, as Senator Richards said, we have a policy already. The House is heading up, looking at what changes they might want to make over there, and certainly I think we need to have similar policies. So whatever their conclusion comes to, I think the Senate needs to make sure that we're in line so we don't have two different policies on different sides of the building. Most of all, with intern policies, adults need to be adults. And, you know, sometimes you can't delegate that. But certainly if there's some fine-tuning in the policy that would reinforce that position, then I would be in favor of that.
What's your thoughts on use of the previous question in the Senate?
Well, you know, I respect the institution here, and I've talked to a lot of current and former senators who would tell you, both Republicans and Democrats, that that is to be a rarely used tool. It is a tool in the toolbox, just as a filibuster is. And I am not a fan of just using that at the drop of a hat.
Do you see any possibility that it would get used tomorrow?
I think it's going to be something that the caucus will have to weigh in on, and if you have support from the caucus, then it would be my job, Senator Richards' job, to implement those ideas. But as far as just one person running around wanting to do that, I think that will be a tough deal to get done.
So are you planning on meeting again before session tomorrow, or have you essentially identified all the fills?
Yeah, we've got a series of meetings. I've identified, and you guys have a list of the Senate bills that were vetoed and the House bills. The Senate bills are what will start over here, and then what comes over from the House, we can't predict just yet until they start talking about it.
So that's part of the purpose of your meeting with the House leadership in the morning?
Absolutely. We got to try to be coordinated and figure out a way to manage the day, our days.
Is there any timeline that you're looking at by any chance?
No, I don't think so. These are all big time important issues, especially when you talk about something like right to work and trying to quantify.
Well, let's see. It's kind of up to you guys, but
wouldn't be fair to either side.
Do you expect, though, just the one day? That's what the House has said. They expect one day.
Well, I don't know if you call a day when it goes past midnight, but
well, yes, I remember that from last year. But
right, you never know. You never know, define a day. Thank you.
24 hours.
I think that's got to be left open. I don't think. I'm certainly not comfortable putting an ending time or date on these discussions.
With you being in this position, does it make any difference for the issue of state workers' pay in the next? In the next session.
Well, you know, one of the big things that happened last year that Representative Bernsgetter is heading up is that interim commission on employee compensation. The governor did not veto, and to my knowledge has not yet withheld compensation study. So that committee will continue to go on with good representation from both Bernsgetter and Barnes. So I think those are the facts that we need to get before any elected official in this building to understand what we have and the value of our state workers and how we need to make sure we build and cultivate their employment opportunities here and give a good return to the taxpayers. So
it doesn't accelerate anything?
No, I don't think it accelerates anything. I think the motion that went into place last year with that compensation study, which we've been trying to get for years, will probably put things, you know, in forward progress as far as that discussion.
Hey, looking forward to
Thank
working
you.
With you.
You got it. Thank you, guys.